Okay, we left off yesterday discussing the din of Shinui Makom in Simon Shin Sari Gimel. That Medina the Gemara, there is a halach of Shinui Makom that most assume, Shlomo the Eger notwithstanding, is limited to Beis Knesses. So the din of Shinui Makom, Medina the Gemara, during the first 2 and possibly 3 weeks, depending on the permutation. And Mimin Haga, the Rama says that the minig is to be no aganis of, or a requirement of Shinui Makom for Shloshim, and by extension for Yud Beis Kodesh. So what's considered a affecting of Shinui Makom? The Pesach Tshuva here in Sukkot and Zion quotes from the Chamude Daniel that in order to affect Shinui Makom, you need to move 4 amos from your Makom Kavua, because if you're moving less than 4 amos, that's considered to be the same Makom. And he cites Magen Avraham in the context of a Makom Kavua for Tefillah, that within Dalet Amos is considered a Makom Tefillah for purposes of Makom Kavua. The Baal Yer Shulchan Sukkot and Kaf Beis notes that the Mashmos of Amaram Shik is not the way. Amaram Shik writes that the halacha that within Dalet Amos is considered to be Osa Makom, that's limited to a person's house, but not outside of the house, and therefore you don't even need Dalet Amos in order to affect the Shinui Makom. Rabbi Willig pointed out that the minhag in Germany was to be mako, not to require dalet amos, to just switch your seat with the person sitting next to you. The Baal Yer Shulchan thinks that in Sifkat and Kaf Gimel that you should be machmir to require a shinoi makom of dalet amos, so that is totally perhaps in minhag. The Rama and the Mechaber argue as to whether Shinui Makom is considered to be a form of Avelos Beferhesia on Shabbos. The Mechaber writes in Sif Dalid, Hanogim Kishem Avelim Shelo Lashanis Makom of Beit HaKnesses B'Shabbos Yafahim Osim. That it's appropriate not to affect a Shinui Makom on Shabbos. And the Rama says, Yesh Omim Shagam B'Shabbos Yeshana Mekomo, V'chein HaMinog Pashut V'ein L'Shana Saminog, that Shinui Makom is relevant on Shabbos as well. Says the Shach Sukkot and Zayin, going at the Rama, V'yesh Omim, that Shinui Makom is relevant on Shabbos as well, D'sfir Lehu, She'ein Zadavar Shal Parhesya, She'ein Avelus Nikar Bazeh Kol Kach, Shahar Beip Amim Adam Machlef Mekomo, Afilu Eino Avel, Ad Kam Lashon HaLavush, based on a Nimuka Yosef. That is not Avelus for Parhesya, because there may be many reasons that a person is not sitting in his Makom Kavua. Maybe someone else beat him to it. Maybe he wants a change of scenery. But the fact that someone is sitting in a seat other than the seat where he normally sits does not necessarily constitute a public display of Avelus. And then the Shach writes, Lamashika Savnu Simin Tov, that we've encountered before, the Avelus Hanoi Kol Shloshim Noe Gafila B'Shabbos V'Lav Hachinicha. Then the Shach says you don't have to come out to that, even if you would argue that it fundamentally switching your seat is a manifestation of Avelus Perfesia, but the Shach assumes himself that Avelus Perfesia is the only problem if it's Nihuge Shiva. But Shinui Makom is Nihuge Shloshim, at least Minhaga, or Nihuge Yubes Kodesh, and therefore it's not subject to any restriction of Avelus Beferhesya. So Shach says, for that reason alone, there would be no restriction on Shinui Makom, and therefore Shinui Makom on Shabbos would be appropriate. Okay, take a look at Reb Shlomo Eger, Gilyon Marsha. He writes, Shahar Bei Pa'amim, Al Zesa Machti Lahakel Bimei Evli Al Abba Mari Ma'oran Shal Yisrael, Zechur Tzadik Livracha. So Shlomo Eger writes that when his father, Rav Eger, passed away, he was Mako, Shelo Lashanas B'Shabbos, not to change his seat, Kivadai Harav B'Iro, Ein Darko Lashanos, B'Hava Prahesia. So going on the first reason of the Shach says, why is it not a violation of Avelis B'Prahesia? Because people have many reasons they may change their seat. It says there's some Eger, that's not true for the Rav of the Shul, the Rav of the community. Because there, the Rav will never change his seat. The Rav always sits in his Makom Kavua, and it's not like anyone else beats him to his seat. For that reason, the Shach would not apply to a Rav. Become Makom B'Shabbos Shnia Shashina Minadin Lo Lachti Beis HaKnesses. Or some Eger writes that in order to avoid the Shaila, on the second week of Avelis, the second Shabbos, where Shini Makkas Vikar Adin, so then he didn't go to Shul at all, because he didn't want to get into the Shilas to whether where Shini Makkam is Lidina, should he switch his seat or not. So says the Shlomo Eger, so he seems to be assuming not like the second reason of the Shach, but like the first reason. According to the second reason of the Shach, the Avelis B'Prahesia wouldn't be a problem anyway when it comes to Shinui Makom. But according to the first reason, the only reason we're not concerned is because people may change their seats for other reasons. That doesn't apply to a Rav, and therefore a Rav would be in a more compromised position when it comes to Shinui Makom. So he concluded that for that reason, for a Rav, it would be better not to change his seat, because that is a surprise, except for when it's not Mikra Din, he avoided the Shaila by not going to Shul at all. Okay. When Rav Schechter was in Avelis for his father, so the Friday night of Shiva, he came into the Beis Medrash for davening. He walked in after by Mehmet Likin. And he was assuming when he walked in that he would not change his seat. But then he wasn't sure. Then maybe he should change his seat. Maybe he should change his seat based on the Rama. But maybe it's Avelis B'Prahesia, because that would be more noticeable if he changes his seat based on the consideration of Shlomo Eger. So Shabbos morning, he didn't show up in the Beis Medrash in Yeshiva. He davened at Shaarei Tikva on 179th Street across from the bus terminal, which is a shul he never davened in. And then Purim, because he was the week of Shiva coincided with Purim, and Purim may have similar halachos as a regal. They davened then in the Washington Heights congregation, because he was choshesh that maybe there's a veil of prahesia b'shini makom even for a stama person. That's why he didn't daven in the aguda where he has a makom kavua, even though he's not the rav. So he was choshesh that where shini makom is mikra din, maybe he should be choshesh for the position of the mechaber that is a veil of prahesia even for a normal person. And therefore, he avoided davening those 2 weeks during the week of Shiva at least, or maybe the second Shabbos also, in a place where he had a makom kavua. Rabbi Karb quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that on Shabbos, the regular person should do a shinei makom, and even the Rav should be Mishana Makamah, but the Rav should be Mishana Makamah in a more minimal way. He should move now Dalet Amos, less than Dalet Amos, just a little bit. And that would be a sufficient kiyum and not be considered a Avelis B'Prahesia. That's the Pesach of the Baal HaShulchan also, that the Rav should change his place. In the Tzinei Halacha, they quote the Rav Yashiv, when he was in Shiva, usually sat, I forget which way he sat it, on the left side of the Aron, and he changed it to the right side of the Aron. So the Rabbi Cook writes that he's not sure that was less than Dalet Amos, but maybe that's enough of a Shinui HaNikar if it's from one side of the Aron to the other side of the Aron, if it's less than Dalet Amos, maybe you would still need Dalet Amos for someone else, as per our previous discussion. Rav Osner notes in Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Nun Beis, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Nun Beis, that he says this is Pashut, but apparently at least someone asked the question that there's no reason if an Avil switches the seat for a year and he likes the seat so much, he doesn't want to go back after your base Kodesh is over, then there's nothing wrong in staying in his new seat. That's not, I guess the Shoel was concerned maybe that's Megala, that it wasn't really a Shina Malkum because he liked the new seat better. He says that's not true. He references the comment of Shlomo Kluger that the reason for Shina Malkum is because of Galus. That somehow an Avil needs a kapara, so if you change your seat in Shul, that's a little bit of a galus. But then if you're going to stay in the place later, after the Yubez Kodesh, maybe it wasn't a galus, but you like that seat better, he says that's not really a consideration. There's a comment of the Ber Hagola here in Shin Sadi Gemo. After Os Yud, he writes, The minog is that Friday night, an avel walks into shul before Mariv. Zakenim owned him a lab at Pesach Pesach Neses, and the Zakenim stand with him at the entrance to shul. Va'ulam. B'shtei shuras anachamos, they do nichem avelim b'shura, based on a pirka der blazer. So the Aruch HaShulchan records what is more familiar to us. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simen Tav Osei that the minhag of many places is that the Avil waits outside the shul on Friday night before Kabbalah Shabbos. And then at the point of Kabbalah Shabbos, the Shamash is Machriz, everyone stands up, he walks into the Beis HaMedrash, and that's some form of Nichem Avelim. Then the Aruch HaShulchan writes that some people didn't like that, so they'd stay home on Friday night of Shiva and didn't come to Shul. Now the Mishnah Berurah, this is partially related to the question as to whether there is Nichem Avelim on Shabbos. So this is a small simon in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Pei Zayin. The Chaber writes in simon Reish Pei Zayin, Yecholim lenachem avelim b'Shabbos, v'chein yecholim levakris achola, v'lo yomar lo k'derek she'omer b'chol, ela omer lo Shabbos yimilizo gefuk rabalava v'racham emerubim v'shifsu v'shalom. So you're allowed to do nechem avelim b'ikir acholim on Shabbos, but the formula should be different. Instead of the regular formula of wishing a chola recovery, you say Shabbos Yibilizok, or the equivalent would be Shabbos Yibilinachem v'nechama krova lavo, as opposed to the regular nusach of Nichem. The Mishnah Berurah, their comments in Sivkat and Gimel, Chazer Pri Begadim, in Ba Ha'avel Beis HaKnesses Achra Amiris Mizr Shilayim HaShabbos, Shavla Yikra Shamash, if the Avel comes in after the Shul is Mekabel Shabbos, after the recitation of Mizmor Shir, then there's no further public acknowledgement. The Ein Lahaskar avails for Fasya, because to do so would be a violation of avails for Fasya after you're ready Mekabel Shabbos. But if you're going to say on your own Shabbos Yilanachem, that would be permissible. So the Shmir Shabbos points out in Perek Samachay, footnote Sadi Dalit, B'Shem of Shalva Zalman, that common practice in many shuls is that the shul only gets up to Mizmor Shilayim HaShabbos, even though in principle, if you're to daven earlier, let's say this season you daven at an early minyan, well before Shkia, so then that's the discussion whether the formal Kabbalah Shabbos is at Boi B'Shalom at Mizmor Shir. So let's assume that it's at Mizmor Shir. So then up to Mizmor Shir, no one's been Mekabel Shabbos yet. And then it's fully appropriate to extend a regular Nichem Avelim. But if you're davening bisman, and many shuls don't get up to mizmor shir until after shkia, so it's already Shabbos anyway you slice it. So then that would be inappropriate to say a malki minachem at that point, because our practice is Sfardim are more inclined to be menachem avelim b'Shabbos. Ashkenaz less inclined. But even if you are going to be menachem avelim b'Shabbos, we do it with a different nusach of Shabbos yibul menachem, not the formal hamalki minachem, and not the standard hamalki minachem. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a public acknowledgement of the status of an avel would be avelim b'Frasya. So Shmir Shabbos kosim shalom zamen. And Sarachia, and that should be inappropriate if you're going to daven after Shia, get up to Mizmashi after Shia, then you shouldn't be publicly acknowledging the Avil. You shouldn't be saying, Amalkim Yinachim. In Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohen Sefer, he quotes from Rav Nevensal, who said the same thing, that really it would be inappropriate for the Shamish to be Machriz, that an Avil is coming in, if the Tzibur gets up to Mizmashi after Shia, after people have ready in Makabal Shabbos, but here in Fem Shalom Azamin, despite the fact that theoretically it's wrong, that's still the minhag, people still do it. And Mishalom Azamin didn't think that that should be discontinued. It quotes from that in Rav Yashi Beis Medrash also, that was a practice to extend this Nicham Avelim, even if they got up to Mizmor Shir after Shkia, which was a practice. So that does seem to be the minhag in many places, even though arguably maybe that's not appropriate, or at least you should be saying Shabbos Yibul Menachem as opposed to Amalki Menachem. But be that as it may, it looks like that is a minhag, and the Gedolim of the previous generation endorse the minhag in practice, even if there are objections in theory. Okay. So let's move on briefly to Siman Shin Sadi Hey, the din of Mixus Hayom Kukulo. The Gemara says in Daf Yutes Amud Beis, Kevin Sheomdim HaMenachemim Me'etzla B'Yom Shvi Motar Brachitza. Once the Menachemim get up and walk away from the Avil on the seventh day of Shiva, then the Avil is Motar Brachitza. We should say other Nihugi Avelus as well, that the Nihugi Avelus of Shiva are lifted once Omdim HaMenachemim Me'etzla, because of the principle of Nixas Hayom Kukula. So how dafka is Omdim Menachemim Etzlo is that critical in order to be able to invoke the din of Nixas Hayom Kukula. So the Ritva writes on Yates Amid Beis Dibra Maskel Kevan. Yates Amid Beis Dibra Hamaskel Kevan. We'll put it up on the screen. Kevin Shonda Menachem Yetzlo, Perish Beyom Shvi, Mutter Rechitz, who didn't she mutter because there is Shiva, the Chadimina Yunaka, Rechitz is Ladavka, the Lamadim Imenu, Ki Kodem Shayifrish Imenu Menachemim, Noega the Delus Yom Shvi, until the Menachemim depart, the Nehuge Avelus of Shiva are still Noeg. Hacha Mashmi Lakaman, Gabi Misha Bamakam Karov, and the Sig of Gadol Abayas, the Zeo Shinogu Lava Beyom Shvi, Lahasa Gabi Luso. And the minhag was that people would come to be the Menachemim on the seventh day of Shiva, and then to leave, and that would affect the end of Nihuge Shiva. V'nogu lasos kein basarish ein shiras Menachemim chusa me asara. And the minhag was to be makbet to have a formal nicham avelim involving a minyan. V'miu imlo bo lo Menachemim b'shvi ein usarach lehem b'shmini. If no Menachemim come on day 7, you don't need Menachemim on day 8 in order to stop the Shiva. Shekhar Shama Aviluso Me'eleha. V'laf Sakas Yom Shvi Shehei Miksasa Kukulo Hu Debailu. So the Ritva says, in order to invoke Miksasa Yom Kukulo on day 7, you need Menachemim and you need Omdim Menachemim Yetzlav. If no Menachemim come on 7, on day 7, then the Nehuge Avelos of Shiva are still knowing until the end of day 7, but you don't need anything else on day 8 because the Huge Shiva are over anyway at the conclusion of day 7. But in order to invoke Mixas Yom Kukul, according to the Rizva, you actually need Menachemim Befoel and you need Onda Menachem Metzlo Mamish in order to invoke Mixas Yom Kekula. And the Ritva then assumes in the Hemshech that on Shabbos, if there when there are no Menachemim, so then a Beil Spitzina is going to be no egg until the end of the day because there's no Omde Menachem Etzlo to break up Nihuke Shiva. So whatever Nihuke Shiva are knowing on Shabbos, namely Avelus Bitsina, the Ritva says, that's going to be no egg the entirety of the seventh day because by definition, there are no Menachemim that come on that day. The Darkei Moshe notes in Os Aleph that even though the mashmos of the Torah is like what we just saw in the Ritva, that you need Menachem and Befoel in order to affect Nixus of Yom Kekula, but that's not the Minag. The Ramah says the Minag is, if there are no Menachemim, you still invoke Nixus of Yom Kekula anyway. And that's clear in the Psak of the Ramah in his Haggah on Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, that applies by Shiva and by Shloshim. Medinas Elu says Ramah, she'ein ha-menachmim regilim lava b'yom shvi, tzarech lahantim at shah she'regilim menachmim lava b'shar yamim. So the Ramah references that common practice was that menachmim wouldn't come on the same day at all. So you have to wait until the time that Menachemim would ordinarily come at a different day of Shiva. The Hainu La'achar Yitzim in Beit HaKnesses, Shiragilim Lava Menachemim, Kenir Ali. Udelo Kama Shiragilim Lahantim Shah Aliyom, Deina Dabar Tali, Rakba Midas Menachemim. So there was a practice, there are more references that he doesn't approve of, that in order to invoke Mixleyam Kukula, people would wait for an hour. So it has nothing to do with the amount of time. It's what point would the Menachemim be omdim meyetzlo. So if there are Menachemim, then it's when the Menachemim leave. If there are no Menachemim, it's when the Menachemim typically would leave, which is at the conclusion of Shachris. There's a Karen Ora that Rav Yashiv quoted in his Shirim as noting that it's a little different than the Ramah, but maybe it does have an advantage of understanding the din of the Gemara. The Karen Ora quotes the Ritva, and he asks, according to the Ritva, so why the Gemara says that an Avel. An avil could be a migaleach barega. Learned off your tests. Yes, the Gemara in Tava Yutes and Beis goes to Brisa. Hakovris Meso Shlosha Yamim Kodem L'Regel, Bala Himenu Xeris Shiva. So if the Nifter dies 3 days before Yantiv, then Yantiv knocks off Shiva. Shmona Yamim Kodem L'Regel, Bala Himenu Xeris Shlosha. If the Nifter dies 8 days before Yantiv, so Shiva's already done a day before Yantiv, and then Yantiv knocks off Shloshim, Umegaleach Erev HaRegel. and then you're allowed to shave on Erev Yontiv in that situation. But if you didn't shave in Erev Yontiv, you can't shave after Yontiv. That you are allowed to shave after Yontiv. So the Gemara says the case in which you're allowed to shave on Erev Yontiv is where Erev Yontiv is day 8, and then Yontiv is going to knock off Shloshim. Okay, I'm missing a piece in this cheshbon of the Karen Ora, so let's leave that for now. My apologies. Okay, so the bottom line what we've seen so far is that the Ramah is not like the Ritva, that in order to invoke Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, you don't need Amidas Menachemim Befoel. It's sufficient that the amount of time that lapses until Menachemim normally would leave if they were there is sufficient to end. And Nihuge Shiva. The Taz writes in Simon Tuf Bays, Sivkatan Hay, Simon Tuf Bays, Sivkatan Hay, in a lengthy Taz, that if the seventh day of Avelis falls on Shabbos, then you do assume Mixel Yom Kikulo, not like the Ritva. And Mixas Yom Kikulo is relevant for whatever Nihuge Avelis apply on Shabbos, whatever Avelis Sinah would apply on Shabbos. They have to be Noheg, the Nihuge Avelis Bitsinah, on that seventh day of Avelis until the point of Omdim Menachem Etzlo, until the Ramah says the Avelim would be Omdim, the Menachem would be Omdim rather, which would be at the conclusion of Davening. The Taz says that Medina is possible that means the conclusion of Shachris. And therefore, Medina and Avel, in theory, whose Shiva is up on Shabbos, could receive an Aliyah because Leinig is after Shachris. But the Minog is not to get an Aliyah during Shachris. The Minog is to wait until Mincha because other days we assume that the mix of the Yom Kikulo only takes place at the conclusion of of davening. Rabbi Karp quotes from the Eliyahu Rabba that in theory, if a person in Avel on the seventh day of his Avelus would daven Shachris in one place and Musaf in another place, so then maybe you can get an Aliyah in the second place because the fact that you daven Shachris in one place and left, but maybe that's considered the end of the Nihuge Shiva for that Avel. Okay. There's a machlokas we've shown in whether we say Nixas Halayla Kekula. The Rosh in Simet Lama goes to the Maram that we do not say Mixas Halayla Kekula, only Mixas Hayom Dafka Kekulo. And that's the position of Tosos Kafala from Mibes, Dibra Maskal Afilu, Kafala from Mibes, Dibra Maskal Afilu. And the Ramban famously argues, the Ramban in page Reish Tesvav in our printing of the Torah Adam, and the Ramban assumes that we say Mixas Halayla Kekula, and that's relevant for a Zava. Potentially as well, to say mixas halayla kukula. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Maram, the Mechaber paskin like the Maram in Sifal of here, that we don't say mixas halayla kukula, even though the Gaon writes that we do say mixas halayla kukula. And to that, the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkatan Al, of course, in the Radvaz thought you could be makel to rely on mixas halayla kukula, but Malka Mitzvah. The Malka Mitzvah, two examples are Tashmish, where there's a Chiyuv Ona, or Talmud Torah. The Rosh Hefter said that he thought you could be Mekel on Mixas HaLayla Kekula for the Bar Mitzvah. Rabbi Karp writes, HaMekel Yeshlo HaMilismach, and Rabbi Willig calls that you should not be Mekel for Mixas HaLayla Kekula, even for a Bar Mitzvah. Okay. Let's move on briefly to Simin Tov and Avelus B'Shabbos, some of which we've already discussed in different contexts. The Taz in Sifkat and Aleph, quotes from the Marashal in Tshuva, that Avel Sheyom Milas B'no B'Shabbos Ein Lo Lalos HaTorah Afa B'Shenagu B'Ksas Mekomos Sh'avi Aben Habichi of Lalos B'Yom Milas B'no Mikol Makom Lo Mikri Pfreskes. So the Taz quotes from the Marashal that if an Avel Tok Shiva is the Avia Ben for Mila takes place at Shabbos, he still should not get an Aliyah, even if the norm is to give an Aliyah to the Avia Ben, but that's still considered to be Avelus Bifarhesya. So some quote this Taz as being against the Rebbeinu Tam. The Rebbeinu Tam, that the Mechaber quotes, who insisted on getting Shlishi when he was in Shiva because he always got Shlishi. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, because the Rebbeinu Tam is a situation where he got Shlishi every single Shabbos. The fact that there's a minhag in your place to give a Aliyah to the Avia Ben on the day of the Mila, that's not necessarily the same. There could be other reasons that he didn't get the Aliyah. He could not get the Aliyah. Maybe it'd be Mechabed, the Moel, or the Sandi. The Aliyah is also considered a Balabis. Maybe there's a Yartzeit. Maybe there's someone else who's entitled to an Aliyah. So it's not necessarily the same as a Rebbeinu Tam, but got a Shlishi. Every single Shabbos, not a Shlishi. And got not give the Aviyah Ben and Aliyah on the Shabbos of the Bris. Even if you assume that there have been a time, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to assume that you have to assume the same for Aviyah Ben. The Gemara on Kaf Gimel Amid Beis onto Kaf Dalet Amid Aleph discusses Nihug Avelus on Shabbos briefly. The Shabbos is not is Ola Minyan Shiva is not Mapsik, and Nihug Avelus are Noeg on Shabbos at least Avelus Betzina. And then the Gemara Daf Kazayin Amud Aleph that we referenced earlier in the context of Kfiyas HaMita, there the Gemara says that the Mitos Kfuyos you can start fixing up. But lo yeshav elad shetekshav. You still can't sit in the normal fashion until it gets dark. That sounds like all the nihugei avelus, even if you're going to set the house up for Shabbos beforehand, but all the nihugei avelus are still noeg until shkia. That's what the Magen Avraham writes, Simen Tavkuf Memches of Katan Aleph in the in the Tisha B'Av context. Tavkuf Memches, sorry, that's by Chol Hamoed. Tavkuf Memches of Katan Aleph, that an Avel doesn't wear shoes until Shkia on Shabbos. That's where Rav Avadya writes that you shouldn't be makel to change the clothing until Shkia Mamish. And that's what he quotes from Shlomo Kluger, Elif HaShlomo, Yerodea Simen Shin Yud Ches, Yerodea Simen Shin Yud Ches. That all the Dini Avelis, including not wearing shoes in Yeshiva Gabi Karka, all applies until Hadlakas Neros. So what's the deal with erecting the mitos kfuyos earlier? So it's a me'iri there, Davka Zayinim and Aleph. Ereshab is posik mikola veila samal chashecha. You stop everything before dark. There's a kivas hamitos akfuyos mitoshu davashi yashu lasas bregamua. You can't do it instantaneously. Bitzar shayakdim lasas. You have to do it earlier. Kachi kilu bem lehasko bem in a milchal mala. So you allow people to erect the mitos kfuyos early in the afternoon because that could take time. The person may have a lot of beds, and you have to give them time to do it before Shabbos. So when the Magen Avraham says not to wear shoes until Shkia, and Shlomo Kluger says till Hadlakas Neros, and the Meiri wrote Samach L'Chashecha. So the Tzina Yalacha Kosem Rav Yashiv doesn't necessarily mean Shkia Mamish. It means a little bit before Shkia, at the time that you're Mekabel Shabbos. Now, when it comes to Big Day Shabbos, there's another consideration. Consideration number one is that Nihuke Avelis or Noeg up until Shabbos. So you have to figure out, does up until Shabbos mean Shkia? Does it mean Hadlakas Neros? Samuch HaShecha? There's another consideration, which is if you're going to change into your Shabbos clothing, if it's not yet Shabbos, then you'd be Chayiv in Kriya. Because any beggar that an Oval works, talk about Kriya Mitzvah next time, any beggar that an Oval wears, is subject to Kriya. So if you're going to get dressed for Shabbos earlier than the last possible moment, earlier than when it's Shabbos, then those begadim would be chayiv in Kriya. Rabbi Karp and others quote, other Kitzur Sfarim quote, that this is explicit in one of the Rishonim that you have in the Orach HaSchayim. He writes that explicitly, that if you're going to change your clothing before it's actually Shabbos, you have to rip the clothing. And Rabbi Karp and others quote from Yisrael Dublitsky in his Sefer Navelis, therefore you shouldn't change your clothing until Shkia Mamish. If any earlier, you may run into the problem of having to tear Kriya on it. That's what Rabbi Willig told me he did when he was in Avelis. He changed into Shabbos clothing at Shkia. Not at Halakas Neiros, but at Shkia. Yisrael Dublitsky's quote is saying there that Lamaisa, if a person did change into the Shabbos clothing once from a Kabbalah Shabbos, even if it's a Tosefa Shabbos, you don't have to rip it. But he thought that L'chachila, the better thing to do is to not put on your Shabbos clothing until Shkia Mamish. Piskei Shuvin Sivkot and Aleph, here back in the Siman Tov. Sif Katan Aleph in the Piskei Tshuva. So a couple things. I am Beshuvas Givas Shal. Shekasav Dimash Enogim Olam Be'er Shabbos Toch Shivi Me'avelus. Leishav Elkise V'sasav Lilbush Min Olim Tekef Acher Chatzos Hayom Min Dekov Shabbos. He references the practice of some to sit normally, to wear shoes, to suspend the Yehuge Avelus Shiva after Chatzos. Tosu, that's wrong. V'roi l'chol bali Torah limchas v'ligar v'osam anashim ha'makilim v'darbizat. L'vatam anagim. That's an incorrect, inappropriate minhag, and you should protest against such a practice. the Aruch HaShulchan notes this practice. He says also, V'yesh lashira malzeh v'osin iser gamur, that people that would suspend the Nihuge Velas after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos, that's an iser gamur. He does allow suspending the Huge Avelus from Plag HaMincha. He says you can wear your shoes from Plag HaMincha. You can wear your Shabbos clothing from Plag HaMincha. And apparently he's not bothered by any requirement of Kriya at that point. But early in the Plag HaMincha, he says, is wrong, and that's an Isser Gomer, and cannot be condoned. Rav Shechter points out that he thinks the Hishtalshus of such a practice was based on a mistake in comparing a regular Erev Shabbos to Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, Acher Chatzos, is already a Yantiv, because that was his Zmanach Rav Eskor Pesach, and therefore, Nihuge avails to be suspended on Erev Pesach L'Acher Chatzos. And somehow people confused Erev Pesach with Erev Shabbos, and that was a reason for the development of practice in communities referenced by these Achronim of suspending the Nihuge Shiva after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. But that everyone says is wrong. Although I believe that there are people that still have that mistaken notion that Avelus is suspended, or Nihuge Avelus Varesia is suspended Mechatzos on Erev Shabbos. Typically, there are far fewer Menachemim who come to the Menachem and Avel after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. That's a time to step in where no one else does. Then the Pesach Shuvah writes, again quoting from the Givat Shaul, sorry, there he quotes from the Chuvah Shiva Siyah. Ava Bar Shabbos Mishasha Kal Kiblu Aleim Shabbos, the Haina Bamiris Barchu, Pasak Din Avelus, the Azuach Nasa Shabbos. So at the time that the Tzibur accepts Shabbos, that's when the Avelus ceases. The Kolza Ima Aval Darbe Makan Shabbos Palim Bitzibur, by Yachin Degar Achar Tzibur. Al Ima Aval Darbe Makan Shain Shamin Yin Asara. So he says two things. The number one, if you live in a community where there's only one minyan and it's an early minyan, then you're nigra achar the tzibur. But anything short of that, it's inappropriate for an aval to make Shabbos early, presumably either if there is no minyan in town or there are multiple minyanim in town, including a zman minyan, it's inappropriate for an aval to make Shabbos early because that's cutting back on the avelus. There is a line here that does allow for being Mekabel Shabbos early. Mincha Ketana. I'm not sure what that means. Because we're not Mekabel Shabbos generally till Plag. That's a Mincha Ketana. The principle here is that there's a reticence to allow being Mekabel Shabbos early, all things considered, because that's cutting back on the Avelis. So normal circumstances, even if someone usually makes Shabbos early, but Tov Shiva, all things being equal, they should make Shabbos Bisman. Rabbi Willick said that if there are other extenuating circumstances, it's Tzorach Gadol, then it could be Mekel, but all things equal, better not to be Mekabel Shabbos early. There's a Gemara on Kaf Daled Amud Aleph in outlining what Nihugei Avelus are knowing on Shabbos and what are not. Gemara says, maybe 50 lines down, Amar Shmuel, Pachas Chova Natar Rishas, meaning, Priyas HaRosh, Chazaris Karla Acharav, Tekivis Hamita Chova. And when it comes to Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Ativit Ishmaelim. You're not allowed to wear a bag of karbua the way you would during the week. You're not allowed to have a mita kfuya, because all these things are Avelis Beferhesia. Nilas Asandil, Tashvish Shamita, Rechisa Siadayim, Raglayim Bechamin, Arvis, Rishus. Meaning that these things are considered to be Avelis Mitzina, which are in place on Shabbos. Nilas Asandil, Tasha Shemita, Rechitzas, Yadayim, Raglayim. The Rush writes in Siman Kaf Ches that was Bizman Chazal. Bizman Chazal, there are plenty of people who walked around barefoot. So if an Avod were to walk around without shoes on Shabbos, it wouldn't necessarily be attributable to the Avelis. But already in the time of the Rush, where it was no longer normal to walk around barefoot, so then Ilas HaSandal becomes a form of Avelis Profesi as well. And therefore, even an Avel, on Shabbos, an Avel is not permitted to not wear shoes. That would be Avelis Profesi in practice in the societies where we live. That's reflected in the Mechaber here in Se'if Aleph. Okay, the Gemara has on Daf Kaf Amud Aleph let's start from three long lines down. Tana Rabbanan, Shmua Krova Noheges Shiva V'Shloshim. If an Avel receives news of the Ptira of his relative as a Shmua Krova, then he practices regular Shiva V'Shloshim. Shmua Rechoka Eino Noheges Al Yamecha. If he receives word as a Shmua Rechoka, he's only knowing one day of Avelis. Ezi Krova Ezi Rechoka. Krova b'sof shloshim b'chok l'achar shloshim divim kibim. Kibim says, definition of krova rechoka is, did you hear the news within 30 days of the patira, or after 30 days of the patira? Within 30 days is considered a shmua krova. After 30 days is considered a shmua rechoka. V'cham omrim, achas shmua krova, achas shmua rechoka, nuhegas shiva v'shloshim. And Chamim argue and say there's no difference between Shmuel Krav and Shmuel Rechoka. Even in Shmuel Rechoka, there's a din of Shiva and a din of Shloshim. Amar Rav Chana, Amar Yochanan, Kol Makom Shatamosa Yachid Mekel, Rabim Machmirim, Halacha Karabim. So really, we should have paskin like the Rabim HaMachmirim here, like the Chachamim, that Shmuel Krav is Noheg, even that Shiva and Shloshim is Noheg even by a Shmuel Rechoka. However, there's an exception. Because Halacha could be Mekel Ba'avel, and that's our practice, Halacha, that for a Shmua Rechoka, meaning you hear about the Ptira more than 30 days after the Ptira took place, then there's no Shiva, there's no Shloshim, there's only a truncated Shiva of 1 day. The Mechaber writes in Siman Tuf Beis Seif Zion, Hashemei Shmua Krova B'Shabbos. Let's say you heard a Shmua Krova on Shabbos. You heard that a relative passed away within the last 30 days, but you got the news on Shabbos. Hashabbos Olulo Yom Echad Ulamachar Korea B'Havale Yom Shishi Shvi Lavelos. So Shabbos counts as the first day of Shiva, even though you're not knowing any avails for Hesia, but you are knowing avails for Tzin as soon as you hear. And therefore, Shiva starts right away. And then you tear Kriya the next day, you can't tear on Shabbos. And the following Friday is day 7 of avails because the Shabbos, when you heard the Shmuel Krova, that is considered day 1. Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, that is in a Shmua Krova. If you hear after day 30, you're only knowing Sha'achas. Okay. Lo shna sham b'yom, lo shna sham b'layla. Shem sham b'layla, v'nag nixas avails b'layla sha'achas, olalo. But if you hear the shmu at night, that also counts. So in this context, we do say, mixas hayom kukulo at night. We say mixas alayla kukulo in the context of a shmua rechoka. That if you're knowing something at night, then you've fulfilled your avails requirement. Now, the Taz writes in Sifkat and Vav that when we cheshvin 30 days for purposes of Shmuel Rechoka, you count from the Yom HaMisa and not from the Yom HaKvura. It's 30 days in the Yom HaMisa, not from the Yom HaKvura. Shach, Nekudas HaKesef, asks Kashas on that. Dogmer Vav assumes that it's Yom HaKvura. That's what we assume, la lacha, that the count of 30 days for purposes of the Shmuel Krova and Shmuel Rechoka is for the Yom HaKvura, not from the Yom HaMisa. Rav Schechter said that his father had some siblings that he wasn't particularly close with. And he instructed the family that should his siblings pass away, they shouldn't tell him until after 30 days. They wouldn't have to be knowing Avelis Shiva and Avelis Shloshim. It could just have a din of Shmua Rechoka. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. I would encourage you, if you haven't yet done so, just go very quickly through the last siman in Mechaber Amar Shach Piskei Tshuva. And you can skip the longer ones also if you want. And then I guess I'll send you a few more makomos if you want for the next year on Kriya. But just go quickly through Simon Shin Mem. We're just going to spend one shiur on the highlights of Kriya. So I'm assuming that next week we'll meet on Monday. Will anyone be in yeshiva Monday?
I have Rav Neuberger's kolo, but I can Zoom.
Okay, I'll be in yeshiva.
You'll be in yeshiva? Oh, shall you be there?
What's the schedule for the week? Yeah, what's the schedule for the week?
Well, let's figure that out.
No, I'm saying how many days is what we want to do in person?
In person, just one. But I would only, I think I'll be in yeshiva. I would come to yeshiva on Monday. And then that would be the last in-person share. But Moshe, you going to be there on Monday?
I can be. I think so. I have to confirm with my wife, but I think so.
Okay. So,
what time would it be on Monday?
I'm sorry?
What time would it be on Monday?
Arya, is your class done? Or do you still have your class next week?